WHXS, mobile?
24ZEW. Yeah, you are coming through, no problem. Probably 5859.
Sounds good.
Time. I was just turning on my radio to turn on APRS. So I was right here to answer you. 10-4-Z-E-W. I'll be monitoring.
All right, sounds good. KB2HXS mobile. I'm in, just heading back home. I'm here in Lyman. One of my customers donated a bunch of firewood to me, so, of course, I came over and got it.
This area should have plenty of seasoned firewood by this point. It's been about a year and a half, so, awesome. Have a safe trip. You're in Lyman. Whereabouts home? How far you got to go?
I'm only going to Greer. I'm only like 10 minutes, 15 minutes away, not even.
Problem. And it's not rush hours. You'd be able to take it easy.
I'm not even going to go on the highway. It's all back roads to the house. See, this customer here is only 10 minutes from me. I'm on the north side, or I guess on the, we'll say the Landrum side of 14, on the way to Landrum. I'm on that area, and he's just a little bit, a couple of miles north of me in Lyman here, so he's not far at all.
Definitely a piece of cake.
Oh, yeah. I can handle it. I can handle it.
You've got a support line right there, right now, if you need it. If you can't handle it the whole 10 minutes, we're here for you.
Oh, man, I do appreciate that, because I don't know what's going to happen. Somebody may cut me off, and I may wig out and yell at the windshield or something. I don't know.
You can yell absolutely anything you want to the windshield, but just be sure you're not keyed up.
Yeah. I know.
Good. But, it can be very therapeutic yelling at the windshield.
I guess. I don't know. I never get that angry, you know. It's just, it's pointless to hold in that kind of anger, you know, and just, I just kind of, people cut me off, I just kind of, you know, bono for tuna, okay, don't get in a wreck, and I just go about my business.
For me, it depends on the day. Some days, I really need that release of screaming at the windshield, and then someday, I'm like, they cut me off, maybe they're having a bad day instead.
Primal scream therapy, isn't that what John Lennon did back in the day?
Scream therapy, you are correct.
Yeah, I'm not really a screamer, but I try not to let things get to me. But you're right. Every once in a while, you just kind of cut loose, you know, maybe swing an axe and take it out on some firewood or something.
Yeah, splitting wood is the best. I wish my back wasn't screwed up. I could do it. I had a neighbor who was retired Russian electrical engineer, and he was mid-80s, and he split his own firewood. And he heated his house 100% with the firewood. He was an impressive guy. I'd see him out back splitting firewood with a maul for hours. And like I said, he's like mid-80s.
Well, I tell you what, you know, the folks in Russia, that's some cold weather up there. So, you know, you get conditioned, you know, splitting firewood. I did that when I lived up in New York when I was growing up. We used to split it with a maul. And we had a full-blown fireplace. Now we have a wood-burning stove in our house. And I tell you what, it saved our butts back in January when we got real, real cold with the ice storms and whatnot. Throw a log on the fire, and man, it kept the house. It kept my heat pump from coming on too much.
I have one of those little cast iron wood stoves. It was pretty stout, so it would retain a lot of heat. And, it was fantastic. But this Russian guy, he would not come out in the summertime. I would only see him in the fall, spring, and winter. So he probably didn't need his house to be that hot because, I mean, he lived in Russia all his life. So, during the summertime, he had a garden, but he would come out, he'd tend the garden, and that was it. He'd pull the weeds, water the flowers, and be back in. Almost never saw him during the summertime.
That's the way to be anymore, you know, be kind of self-sufficient like that. I was watching a video on YouTube where these folks up in the Midwest up there, up in the real icy snow countries up there, they have these outside boilers, these big boilers that they throw. I mean, you ain't got to split the wood, you just throw the trees in, and they run the water lines out to them and heat their whole house with it. I thought that was pretty interesting.
My grandfather was a tobacco farmer in North Carolina, and his house had a tin roof. And what he would do is he'd string a couple of garden hoses together along the roof, probably 100, 200 feet, fill them, you know, run the faucet spigot, let the water sit there all day, and then at the end of the day, the farmhands would come through and they would open the roof, and that hot water would come out and give them a brief hot shower after working in the fields to rinse all the dirt off, and he called it beating the Arabs.
Well, I tell you what, a buddy of mine up in New York did something very similar. He took some black pipe, plastic pipe, rather, and he coiled it up on, he had a flat roof at his house, so, you know, and what he did was he reinforced the flat roof, and he ran that pipe up there like a preheater for his water heater. And I tell you what, he saved a heck of a lot of electric bills.
Yeah, that would. You just got to have the energy to preheat the water. So you got to get the energy into the water somehow, some way.
Yeah, that's why he used a black colored pipe. And it would heat that water up. And I tell you what, it did good. I don't know if he had a circulating pump to help it, or I have no idea, but... It was good. It was a good idea. And well, when I moved to Florida, right before Francis and Jean, we had a solar water heater put in, and we had hot water right on through when we didn't have power after Francis and Jean, because the circulating pump that was up on the roof to bring it back down to the holding tank was it would run off a photoelectric panel. So we had hot water.
Back in 2004, 2005, we had a big ice storm. I was out of power for a week, but I had a gas stove and a gas water heater, and I was able to survive. I could cook, I could wash, and I could go to work, and that's all that mattered during that period of time.
Oh, I gotcha. The same thing with Helene. We have got a natural gas stove, and I changed my water heater out to a tankless. Natural gas tankless, and between that and the generator running, we were good. The only thing I couldn't run was the air conditioning and heat. Well, who needs heat in September, but couldn't run the AC, but we had our fans going, and we survived just fine.
Core ZEW, that sounds like a really good setup.
Oh, yeah, the only thing I want to change out is get rid of my heat pump and upgrade the gas, but, the missus is giving me a little bit of a pushback on that one.
It's a 15-ton hybrid unit so that you can control, it runs the heat pump until it gets to a certain temperature, and then the gas kicks on. So you can set that temperature. So we would say if the temperature got below 37 degrees, use the gas heater and not the heat pump. That was the cutoff. And saved us bundles, and that gas heat is really, really nice. But if it's 40, 50 degrees, it just runs the heat pump. It's a really, really great system.
Yeah, that's a dual fuel. So I'd rather go straight air cool, you know, straight air conditioning and gas heat. I don't want to run two like that. KB2HXS. I got a phone call coming in. I got to get going. KO4ZEW, KB2HXS. Have a good day, sir.
ZEW monitoring.
KO4ZEW. Hi, Ben. This is Bob. W1RPG Mobile in motion.
Ocean of the ocean.
Heading home from the breakfast that I mentioned earlier, so see, it's warmed up since then. Mid-60s, I see. Yeah, I'm gonna have to spread some pre-emergent and spray some nuts, anti-nuts edge spray that I have on the front lawn when I get home. Change my clothes for that kind of work. Over.
You're going to spray anti-nut job chemicals on the front job, does it, on the front yard. Does that, do the anti-nut chemicals keep the kids and the crazies away?
Well, nuts edge. Well, we don't have any crazy kids on the street. You know, the kids that are there, they're behaved. They like their little off-road bikes, motorbikes, going up and down the street to test them out. What do they do with them? But they're behaved.
Great to hear that they have an outlet and a hobby that revolves around the outdoors and not screens. That's absolutely excellent.
Fishing also, because they go fishing somewhere, someplace, I don't know where, but they like that too.
And of the ocean, who doesn't like it?
Last night I was also printing out some sheets for Saturday, and I, you know, looked at their history. So coming up with a sheet with, you know, bullet points just for reference. You know, I can't remember everything, you know.
Yeah, that's why I tried to do the notes real time, and then I have that voice recorder fill in the gap at the Brar's meetings. And then we did, I think, Lee recorded the Zoom call, or recorded the transcript, but I don't know where it. I think you have to tell it where to save. So we did the transcript and then we closed the meeting, but I don't think we saved the transcript. So we got to work on the Zoom stuff if we can pull the transcripts from that. I don't need the video recording. I just want the transcripts for the notes. So we're close.
Thing I got some feedback on from someone that was on the Zoom is that, you know, we've been negligent in passing the microphones around when someone wants to chat, and you know, it's hard for them to hear actuality what's going on, and also having maybe one mic on at a time, you know, turn it on and off, so because they're all picking up, I guess. I don't know what it sounds like, but that's, I got some feedback last night.
Okay. I know Scott Toby is an audiophile, and he's the one that gave us that microphone set. So I may ask him how it sounds and if we need to only use two instead of four. I'll get some feedback from him because he really, really has an ear for sound. So if you heard something too, then maybe we drop the microphones back to two of them instead of four to reduce the ambient noise.
That could be a solution as well. W1RPG. Yeah, I gotta print out the Zoom number 3. Keep my action ready.
A couple of friends come out and visit. They want to dabble in radio, but they don't know enough about it to, you know, commit to taking the test and stuff. But come on out. Let's just come out and play.
Right, yeah, we got 2 units talking.
And Ben and I were talking at the same time.
Pocket, Carol 4, ETW.
Good morning, W1RPG. Yeah, I was just saying I got to print out the hands-free verbiage about hams being exempt from using their ham gear in the car. So just in case get stopped, just in case any, you know, officer may be confused, maybe it's a new thing. So this vehicle was turning in front of me and he was looking at me and I had the mic up to my near my mouth. That made me think, oh, I gotta print that out and keep it in the glove box just in case. W1RPG.
You want them in my car, 'cause I pass them all the time around here.
That would, you know, solve things if there's any confusion. I know in, up in Connecticut years ago, they had a similar thing and they exempted hams, but then a year or two later, they changed it that it did not exempt hams because something about federal funds for roads and whatnot, they were going to hold back. I don't know. So, W1RPG, I'm going to be clearing as I pull into my street. Have a wonderful day all around. W1RPG.
W1RPG, KR4ETW. Is that something that we got access to pass it around to the club or what?
On our IO group, if you're part of it, someone posted stuff on there because I had asked where to find it, and a couple of people posted some info and a link there.
Okay, Roger. I appreciate it. Maybe Ben make me a copy. Keep me out of trouble.
I'm just going to get a copy of what Bob has, so, that shouldn't be a problem. Bob, I don't know if you want to just email it out, and I can actually email it to the Brar's list that I have in the database, and then everybody can at least have an electronic copy, and we don't necessarily, and anyone who wants to print it out can print it out.
Now, Roger. Okay. Could do that. W1RPG. All right, 7-3.
KO4TW. No more step out of minute. Got a good doctor in here. I'll catch you when I get back clear. KO4ETW. I'm clear. Goodbye.
CW monitoring, unless something big comes up at work.